Good afternoon. Today we have Maria Yepes with us. She is from the Small Business Development Center at the University of South Florida. She is a certified business analyst and an international trade specialist currently writing export marketing plans for clients. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
President Obama recently called for major increase in exporting. Why is it so important, and how does that affect Florida differently from other states?
That's a great question. In March of 2010, the president launched the National Export Initiative. With that initiative, he challenged the country to double the amount of exports in 5 years. So that would be doubling the amount of exports by 2014. The objective of that initiative was to increase employment or generate jobs through those efforts and to ensure the effective use of federal resources, such as, you know, grants that fund technical assistance or grants that will fund marketing efforts for companies that were trying to export. So that was extremely important for Florida, because when you look at how the slowdown of the economy impacted our state, our job creation and the unemployment rate was extremely high in Florida. So we definitely needed ways to increase job creation by looking at other markets that were in better economic shape. If you look at the statistics, about 1 in 6 jobs in Florida are actually created by the exporting or importing industry. So we thought that by increasing exports, that was definitely the right way to go for the state to recover from a high unemployment rate. The initiative was also important because our state was well positioned to take advantage of export opportunities. We have geographical advantages, being close to Latin America and the Caribbean. We have already well-established ties with those regions. We have the infrastructure in place to do exporting and importing. For example, we have ports, we have airports, we have a huge network of qualified logistics service providers and other service providers that assist companies in exporting. And we already have many companies that are exporting. Florida is the number 4 state in the United States in terms of the value of exports. But something special about Florida is the fact that about 60% of exports are done by small companies. And so when the president challenged the country to start exporting and our state to double the amount of exports, all these companies needed to start reacting and increase their exports or start expanding to other markets that they didn't consider. And when you say that to a small business, in many occasions, those small businesses need a little bit more motivation or more support than a large business will need. And the National Export Initiative provided that incentive by providing additional funding and additional support to those small businesses through organizations like the Small Business Development Center or through Enterprise Florida, which, by the way, was one of the recipients of one of those grants, which is called the State Trade Export Promotion Grant, which we call STEP Grant.
So, Maria, being an international trade specialist working with writing export marketing plans, what specifically did the Small Business Development Center Network do to help promote this President Obama's initiative?
So one of the programs that we put in place to assist the small businesses increase their exports or new businesses start exporting, because if you look at the statistics, in the United States, less than 1% of businesses actually export. So with the grant that was received through the Small Business Administration, the grant was given to Enterprise Florida. And part of that grant came to the Small Business Development Center so that we could fund a special program to write export marketing plans for businesses. When you tell a small business that they should export, or when a small business wants to export, they often don't know how to do it. So we needed to step in and actually provide some guidance, in-depth guidance to those businesses on how to get your company ready to export and be successful, how to choose your markets, and we actually ran market research for them and gave them specific suggestions on which markets will be their best markets to enter. Then we will tell them how to actually enter those markets, and then we will give them a list of steps and action items so that they could follow the list and be successful in implementing an export marketing strategy. And so a lot of those businesses have the potential, they have the right products, they have the willingness to export, but they often feel extremely lost on how to implement that process. And the work that we have been doing here at the Florida Small Business Development Center in writing those export marketing plans for them offers them that guidance that they need, not just to know how to do it, but also to ensure that they will be successful in the long run.
Maria, what does STEP stand for? And tell me a little bit about the process that it encompasses.
So STEP stands for State Trade Export Promotion, and it is a grant from the Small Business Administration that was given to the different states. In the state of Florida, the grant was received by Enterprise Florida, which is the state promotion agency for exports and economic development in general. So part of that money was used by Enterprise Florida to promote grants for different marketing events, but they also gave a portion of that money to the client to subsidize the creation of an export marketing plan. So the cost of an export marketing plan is $3,000, but a company could get the export marketing plan for only $500, and then Enterprise Florida will pay $2,500. Export marketing plan is created by a certified business analyst and an international trade specialist in the SBDC network, but the money to subsidize the creation of the export marketing plan is coming through Enterprise Florida and through the State Trade Export Promotion Grant.
So for a small business, what are the restrictions or qualifications?
The grant specifically targets manufacturers. However, we sometimes also accept professional service providers. So that would be an architect, an engineer, a geologist firm, companies that provide high-level professional services. But the main objective of this grant is to take companies that are not exporting, which we call new to export companies, or companies that are already exporting but are only exporting maybe to one market and now they want to expand to another, a second market or a third market, or companies that are only exporting to maybe one region of the world and they want to move to another region of the world. So those companies that are already exporting but are not really exporting as much as they could be exporting right now. The grant is for manufacturers, but we could also accept some professional service providers. The companies need to be small businesses under the SBA standards. The companies should be operating profitably. And as I mentioned before, they should be new to export companies or companies that are not exporting to their full potential.
Is there an employee qualification or annual sales?
Yes, companies should be generating a minimum of $500,000 in sales, they should have at least 5 employees and they should be in business for at least 3 years.
So Maria, are there any other benefits of the STEP plan?
In addition to getting the $2,500 scholarship to subsidize the cost of the export marketing plans, the companies that go through this process and obtain the actual export marketing plan are also eligible for additional grants. One of them will allow them to pay for a gold key service to a country that is listed in the plan as one of the top target markets to expand to. A gold key service is a service from the U.S. Commercial Service, which is part of the Department of Commerce. And it's a matchmaking service, which means a representative of the U.S. Commercial Service in a foreign country finds the type of companies that the United States company is trying to find in that market and makes appointments for them. And so the company from the United States, a representative from the company, travels to that market and has 1 or 2 days of meetings with those potential clients that have been found on their behalf.
So what kind of results have you seen from SBDC customers who have utilized the STEP plan?
Well, I have to say that we always advise our clients that an international trade strategy, it's actually a long-term strategy. So in my opinion, it's early to really see the full effects of the implementation of an export marketing plan, because most companies have only had the plan for maybe 4 months or 5 months. But I have had some clients that have taken advantage of the Gold Key service and have been to overseas trade missions, and they have been able to really establish very promising contacts, and some of them are very close to closing some deals. And they are finding that the benefit of the export marketing plan has been that they have been able to focus on maybe 2 or 3 markets that they know are very promising for them, because it is extremely common for small companies to lack focus. They want to go to 10 countries all at once, or they have a very reactive approach to exporting, which means they're getting orders and just exporting without really having any strategic direction. So the fact that these companies have been able to look at the data and determine what are their top priorities in terms of markets has been very beneficial for them, because now they are focusing all their efforts and resources in targeting only two or three markets, not, you know, half of the world or the whole Latin America. So as they go to these matchmaking services and these trade missions, they're finding that the data that was provided in the plan, it's helping them to choose those markets, and they're finding that when they go to those markets, those visits and the experience that they're having in there are actually correlated to the results of the plan.
So Maria, this sounds like a great deal for companies who want to do exporting, but what about those organizations that just don't quite qualify yet? How can you, as an international trade specialist, how can you help those organizations?
We can still help companies that don't qualify for these specific programs. We have seminars that we offer to help companies export, or companies that are already exporting, to get additional knowledge in how to export. We also provide free consulting services, so any small business that wants to export or is already exporting and has questions, they can always come to the Florida SBDC network and meet with an international trade consultant that will solve those questions for free, because our consulting services are free of charge.
Excellent. Maria, you have been such a wealth of information today to talk to. I know our listeners will be very appreciative of getting some insight and knowledge to for their journey of exporting their goods and services. So I sincerely thank you for joining us today, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter at Florida SBDCN. Thank you.